Oh boy, K-State Nation, that is how you start the 2026 football season. K-State just runs Nichols out of the building last night. We'll talk about it next. K-State Nation, this is reaction. First reaction of the 2026 season. K-State runs Nichols out of Bill Snyder Family Stadium last night. Eddie Greer coming at you on this Sunday afternoon. Just getting off work and just surviving another heat day in the Midwest. Your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest edition of the show. This is going to be probably short. Not as long as I want. But there's really not much to even talk about anyway. Because K-State, that's how you open up a new coach's era in a university. Colin Klein returning. We all know, obviously, his accolades as a player. Coming back, made his head coaching debut with alma mater K-State, his team. Belt to ass on Nickel. What is straight call what it is? That's how you open up a football season. Now, obviously, like I said, prior to Nichols, this feels like a preseason game. We're gonna know a little more, and when we get to Washington State, and of course Tulane in the next 2 weeks. But that's how you start overseas. That's football for you folks, right there. K-State took care of Nichols 71. Repeat that again, 71-3 last night. Oh man. Oh my goodness. And I gotta also it's on tape. Go back and listen to the preview. Go. I literally said special teams. Yes, I'm jumping right to that. There is something to talk about. I literally said, you know what? Brandon White is gonna make something happen, return game, and pop one to the house. And Lord willing, what happens? Early first half, Brandon White, and the game was put out of reach right there. Brandon White turns it to the house, punt return from sideline to sideline, almost got hawked down from behind, but returned it for a touchdown. Your boy has been right on some occasions on this podcast when it comes to making some bold choices right there. So add another one to the Purple Project Podcast lore for EG3 last night. Brandon White made his K-State debut and ending up taking one to the house last night, like I predicted on a preview show. So there's that. So somebody's like asking, like, you should have took that to the bank. Well, maybe I should have, but you know what? I did not do that. So there's that. But that doesn't matter. The matter is this team. We didn't see this all last year. Beat down the teams that you're supposed to beat. Now, obviously, it's college football and whatnot. We saw a lot of taking care of business this weekend. But we also saw a few games that went down to the wire. Controversial calls, Hail Marys, in the end zone. All of that. K-State didn't need that. Not this time around, as they took care of Nichols last night. Easily 71-3. 71 point. Let me see. We'll get to 71 in a minute. I know there's some like notes in here, but I'm definitely not going to go through all of it because obviously just getting off work. NASCAR just started. So this is going to be maybe a little shorter than usual, but that's what it's supposed to be, right? Reaction following every game this year for K-State. We did it last year. We're doing it again right now. Chris Klieman was honored. Chris Klieman was honored before the game, rightfully so. They're in. I did not recall he played Nichols his first game back. Well, not his back, but his first game at K-State, coaching at K-State. It's like, huh? I was like, we gotta go back to that well a little bit there as well, where his team took care of Nichols, but this was just next level. Next level, six different K-State players rush one in for a touchdown. We'll talk more about this game in the beginning of the year, and then of course we're gonna look ahead to Washington State next week. Because this is this if this is what we're gonna get, then I don't know what it is, but 71 points. This is the first time. This 71 points at K-State. That's unheard of. Well, basketball, obviously, but football, not a chance, right? Not a chance, right? 71 points for the first time. They achieved this since 2000, where that team laid down 76 on Ball State right there. And interesting enough that I know 3Ma brought it up, that every time that a K-State football team scored 70 points, they have been ranked in the top three those years. I know 96, there's that one. I think 2000 was one of them as well. So there's that. But, yeah, Avery Sharp. It's really awesome. It's the defense flying around, taking care of business. Again, we're going to find out. Again, this is just a start of the puzzle for K-State. Again, a lot of these guys look good. Fields look good. Let me see. Let me see who else. We already talked about Brandon White. He looked really good. Josh Manning looked good. Everybody looks good in a blowout loss right there. Blowout win, excuse me, right there as well. Let me see if I can go to the stat sheet here. Yeah, Avery Johnson last night. 15 of 21, 1 yard shy of 200 yards, 3 TDs, big thing here, no picks, no, don't turn the ball over. So there's that. Rodney Fields Jr. Ooh. Over 100 yards last night. 101 on 14 carries. He scored his first touchdown at K-State. As well, Joe Jackson in that. And I'm going to peek in here for more of the box score here. But Joe Jackson, 48 yards on 2 catches there as well. Blake Barnett, we saw him last night late. 4 or 5 last night. Jacob Knuth, he hit his only pass of the day. Yeah, so also in this. So Joe Jackson, take a little backseat for a little bit. So you have a couple of juniors in here. Rodney Fields already. How about this cat right here? Montario Elston Jr. And I literally, again, here's another right. And I literally said, oh, we're going to talk about somebody that we have not talked about all summer. It happens every single year that on this podcast, we talk about the main people, like the Joe Jacksons, Rodney Fields had a game last night, the Josh Mannings, Brandon Weiss, but there's going to be somebody on this offense and defense that shows out in the first couple of games that we haven't talked about in the offseason. Montario Elston Jr. scored a touchdown last night on 6 carries, 76 yards in this game. Jay Harris also scored. Okay, so Fields, Elston, Harris, Joe Jackson, Jim Knuth getting on the fun last night with a score. Avery Johnson scored on the ground early in the first quarter. Brandon White, he did not score, but he scored on special teams, though. What matters? Hey. Blake Barnett signing last night as well. So, yeah, Joe Jackson did lead the receivers. I did want to double-check that there. Garrett Oakley is next. Garrett Oakley is next in here. 40 yards on 2 catches. This is... I don't understand that. not the stats, but yeah, whatever. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, a runaway in the season over last night for K-State over Nichols, taking care of business, literally hanging 71 on the Colonials. Nichols, their only scoring came, I believe, late in the first quarter. That was it. It was a K-State show all night long. We got fireworks, a new fireworks show in the fourth quarter. All that, Colin Klein. You're seeing the fun in this offense like we saw it at A&M. Bringing that over here to Manhattan. No, well, not here. I'm not in Manhattan, but I'm a KC. Hot-ass KC still. Manhattan bringing it over there. And if that's and then this is a light. Again, the O-line was all right. again, we're going to find out more. Again, the pieces of the puzzle are beginning for this team. Washington State is going to be more of a little bit more of an answer. And then, of course, yeah, like I've been saying, I think Tulane is going to be that game. It's just going to be that game. But, yeah, Jerron Tibbs scored the first touchdown in the Conklin era. He had, what, five catches? Hold on a second. Here, I cannot see that. Four catches, 39 yards. And then Derek Sally, the transfer, getting on the fun as well. 38 yards on four catches. Josh Manning, three more catches for 33. Brandon White, two for 20. Will Anciel also caught two passes. Isaiah Williams had a catch for 10 yards. Ligon Cure, not much doing, but he did, for whatever reason, the two-point conversion, he converted that in the first quarter there as well. So there's that as well. Defense here real quick. Gabe Powers, there has been a lot of discussion on him from what I'm hearing, from what I've heard from other podcasts and whatnot. Gabe Powers leading the Cats last night, five tackles, and the forever forgotten, how do I forget about this name? Shame on EG3. Logan Bartley, who played a lot last year in the secondary for K-State, made his return. He's the second leading tackler. And then, of course, Coy Beasley in the mix there as well. Jordan Allen and let me see who. Jaden Bryant, your top tacklers last night for K-State. As K-State just put the beat down on Nichols. It is not really nothing much I can really say. That's just this point blank. The score just tells it all right there as well. I know Nichols is this FBS second level program and whatnot. But K-State, you did what you had to do. Now the question is Washington State. So we'll see about that. But yeah, there's just a lot of numbers that we can discuss on here. Obviously, I think we covered the big ones there. Yeah, Willie Wildcat, he must have been tired last night. All those push-ups. They're there as well. So, yeah, man, awesome stuff by Casey last night. Yeah, I don't really have much to add to that, man. We get this much explosion in every game. Ooh, it's going to be a fun season. But the fun just starting. Not just for football, but volleyball, another sweep. They just swept Drake a couple hours ago. So the Brooms stay out for K-State Women's Volleyball. I'll touch on that game probably tomorrow. I know I still have to get that I recorded the postcast of the CSUN game. That still needs to go out before we do anything with that Drake game. So, yeah, man, it's been a busy Labor Day weekend. Exciting, fun weekend for K-State. Definitely fun for the football team last night. Finally hitting somebody else and drilling Nichols to the next county last night there as well. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this reaction with Big 12 scores here real quickly here. We'll get into that next here on this reaction edition of the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. What's up, K-State Nation? Welcome back to the reaction. I don't know what was that. Welcome back to the reaction edition of the podcast there. K-State, much better feeling than a year ago there after the Ireland debacle overseas. K-State, first game, the Conklin era has officially begun. Kansas State Nation, the beatdown over Nichols, putting up over 70 points. 71-3 last night at Bill Stein Family Stadium. Again, I think I got all the big numbers that I covered here. Again, I'll dissect more, and then we'll talk about it. And then we'll talk about, of course, going in preview Washington State. But that's on the other side of the week. So we're going to enjoy this win for the rest of Labor Day weekend, obviously. So there's that. Wrapping up the reaction, I got word of the NASCAR race already starting. So we're gonna be real quick here with the Big 12 roundup. So again, we're gonna follow the same blueprint like the preview. So preview the team we're playing, then the games, and then react to win or loss. In this case, a win, blowout win for K-State, and then we're going back through the rest of these games, the Big 12 slate there as well. So we're keeping it simple here on the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Eddie Greer in the building here on another hot day here in Kansas City, Missouri. So we wind back. TCU loses to North Carolina 15-10. That was back on. That was last Saturday. So TCU are lost. So there's that. UCF, again, recapping again. Rolled Bethune-Cookman on Thursday night, 73-6. Colorado blocks a kick, blocks a potential game-winning kick to knock off Georgia Tech, 14-13. Utah runs Idaho out of the building, 66-14. Friday's game, Kansas over Long Island, putting up a 50-burger there on them, 51-6. And then yesterday's games, West Virginia over Coastal Carolina in a tight game, 31-24. Houston gets assurance over Oregon State, 33-20. Iowa State with a 38-10 win there over Southeast Missouri. And then this game right here, oh boy, Baylor. And old friend of mine, just kidding here. My guy DJ Lagway, what you doing over there in Baylor? At Baylor, I mean, I already knew this already. So what you doing over there at Baylor? Well, Baylor, and I am not faulting the decision right there to go over to. And they're going for the win, couldn't do it as Baylor loses, in the debut of DJ Lagway, transfer from Florida Gators. Y'all wondering, how did Eddie know that? Well, my other team, the Gators, ran away in their opener last night, putting the, what was it? 66 points, 66 points on, Florida Atlantic Owls last night, but that's another conversation for today. Auburn 17, Baylor 16, Cincinnati over Boston College 34-15. Tulsa with a dub on Oklahoma State, Rodney Fields' old team, and Wendell Gregory's and Jacoby Olafant Jr.'s 24-10 last night. That's like Tulsa, two scores on Oklahoma State. Texas Tech, hang on, okay. Texas Tech 33. Abilene Christian 10 there. BYU all over UTU 63-7. Yeah, there are a lot of lopsided scores this weekend on Labor Day weekend. There's still like two games college left in Labor Day weekend. Arizona 35-7 there, and then Arizona State, they too joined the 70 club as they drilled Morgan 70-7. But this is what you want to see. And I don't know, and I'm going to, again, look at Washington State's roster tomorrow since we got Liberty Day off there. Hey, you take care of business. You don't have the drama, all that. What we saw from Army and all that. So last year, not struggling with these teams. And, hey, you're the Imperial team. You go out there and do what you got to do. So there's that. But, man, I could not be proud of that of my guys last night, getting it done, getting the Conklin era started on the right foot. Can the mojo keep on moving into week two? We'll see about that. But right now, we're going to celebrate the rest of this win through, even through tomorrow. And then it's time to, and we'll come back. If I find any more key notes, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it at least one more time before turning the page over next week. First of two 11 a.m. games for K-State at home. The opening homestand continues for K-State. They will host Washington State next week at the Bell after clubbing Nichols last night. Oh, man. Yeah. So that was fun. The Pearl Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast for Rainbow Daily, which is scored. Case. Because you know what it is. iTunes, Spotify. Get it. Action across the board. This will either come out, reaction edition will come out either tonight or first thing in the morning. I know I recorded the CSUN postcast, K-State now, women's volleyball, back-to-back sweeps, in a K-State, Wildcat Classic. So, They're off to a solid start. We will dive in and on Drake. If I don't get to it tonight, which probably not, it'll be in the morning. It'll be in the morning for sure. So we got that. Golf, women's golf starts tomorrow. I already recorded an episode there. That'll peek out as well. And we got to go back touch on cross country. A dub for the men. Oh, yeah, we're getting in that. Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So much to get to debrief. So this is the podcast for you. Want to keep it the latest on K-State sports. Definitely, this is the podcast for you. Make sure you do subscribe. Even though the season started, make sure you hit the subscribe button because there's going to be plenty of content from Labor Day weekend left over to discuss. And then look ahead, of course, to next week's games across the fall sports at Manhattan, Kansas. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And, of course, yes, feel free, please, if you want. But most of the time, please leave us a rating. That we don't want to be famous, but it helps out other K-State fans find out more about this K-State podcast. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation, as usual. Boy, oh boy. That is how you start the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. As far as the head coaching goes, we have started our season, folks. K-State with the belt, the ass win. On Nichols, K-State 71. Yeah, we got to tell what it is. Nichols 3. This has been another winning postcast edition, reaction edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with Cats.